This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Emergency workers in Western Germany and Belgium are rushing to rescue hundreds of people in danger or still unaccounted for as the death toll from devastating floods continues to rise. Authorities in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate said that 63 people had died there, including 12 residents of an assisted living facility for people with disabilities. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, officials put the death toll at 43, but warned that the figure could increase. Meanwhile, Belgium's interior ministry said the country's death toll from the floods has grown to 18 and more people are missing. Christine Dufresne is the acting mayor of Liège, Belgium.
The river is calming down, but it's still a very wild stream, and it remains dangerous.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said he was stunned by the devastation caused by the flooding and called for more urgent efforts to combat global warming. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has vowed to restore order to the country after a week of violence set off by the imprisonment of his predecessor Jacob Zuma. He said the violence and chaos had been planned and coordinated and that the instigators will be prosecuted.
But we're also concerned about the racial aspect of it, because it's beginning to flare up, where one community is pitted against another.
South Africa's unrest erupted after Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court in a case in which he faced allegations of corruption. Says more than 2,500 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism, and 212 people have died in the unrest. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the country has reached a new coronavirus phase.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
New numbers show virus cases and deaths are up. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the numbers are high in areas with higher numbers of people unvaccinated.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Zients says each virus death is tragic. Now it's even more tragic because they are preventable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Britain's top medical advisor is worried about rising COVID infection numbers, even as the country begins to reopen. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Chris Whitty has told a webinar that was hosted by London's Science Museum that the number of people in hospital with the coronavirus in Britain could reach quite scary levels within weeks, as cases soar as a result of the rapid spread of the new contagious Delta variant and the lifting of lockdown restrictions. His comments come in the wake of government figures showing that new coronavirus infections have struck another six-month high, and the number of people in hospital with COVID-19 and subsequently dying are at their highest level since March this year. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Dinesh Siddiqui of Reuters was killed Friday while covering a clash between Afghan security forces and the Taliban. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has details.
Reuters journalist Dinesh Siddiqui had been embedded with Afghan special forces in Kandahar province since the start of the week. The unit he was with was in Spin Buldak on the border with Pakistan on Friday when he and a senior Afghan officer were killed in what an Afghan commander has described as Taliban crossfire. Taliban fighters had captured the border area on Wednesday, one of the most important objectives they've achieved during their rapid advance across the country following the pullout of U.S. and NATO forces. Siddiqui was part of the Reuters photography team to win the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for feature photography for documenting the Rohingya refugee crisis.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.